Okay, Jean.
Hello, everybody. Everybody.
Morning.
Fed and watered, I hope. It's good to have you here with us today to our Messy Church special celebration of Chris Dingle. Particular welcome if it's your first visit here. My name's Wendy, and this is Richard, my partner in crime today. Today, as part of our lead up to Christmas, we're going to make something special called a Chris Dingle, which can remind us of God's amazing love. The first thing we always do at Messy Church is sing Come and Join the Circle, during which the brownies will bring up their flags.
Are we going to stand for singing?
We will stand for singing, yes. Come and join the circle. The words are up here, or you have sheets if you can't see. Be seated.
Well, our world, and here it is viewed from space, is amazing. We believe that God created our world, and we're going to sing about that now in our next song. You're going to be busy this morning. Now, it's My God is So Big. Now, we're going to sing it twice, and the actions are fairly straightforward. If you don't know them, just join in. Be careful if you're doing the actions sort of exuberantly. You don't hit one another. That's the only thing. So we stand and sing My God is So Big. Sit down, please. Need some children now, because we're going to give out oranges to everyone. Should say, don't please touch anything on your seats that you've got to do with the oranges yet, otherwise Wendy will get very cross with me. But we need the children, please. Volunteers to make sure everybody has an orange. Come on, then. Here we go.
If you haven't got an orange, can you put your hand up, please? Most people got them. We've got some more here.
Oh, I've already got one.
You've got one. Everybody okay with that?
How are we doing? If you'd like to bring the tray back to me, that's fine. Thank you very much. Have you got one yourself? Right, okay. Thank you very much, Richard. Thank you. Right. Yeah, I'll just put it back. Thank you very much for your help. Well, thank you very much, children, for doing that. Everybody's got one now. Yep, lovely. Well, now, the pumpkin that you can see here is our demonstration orange. You've got to believe that, honestly. We're now going to make a Christingle over the course of the service, which we'll see reminds us of how much God loves the world that he made. Now, the orange you've been given reminds us of the world. Now, why do you think that is? Anybody any ideas why the orange reminds us of the world? A very difficult question, this. Yes? Yes. No. Yeah, we'll have to use applause. Yes, it wasn't a trick question. They're both round.
Now, in the bag under the seat in front of you, or under your chair if you're in the front here. Yes. If you like to open it up and just take out the four sticks. Don't take anything else out. Don't be tempted by the other things you see in there. Especially, I know there's some adults who tend to make their Christingles all in one go.
Yes.
So none of that today.
And don't do what I did once and stick the stick into the palm of your hand. It's very painful. So be very careful.
Okay. You've got your four sticks? No? There should be four little sticks. You don't need the candle at the moment. Just put the candle back in.
Just the four little sticks.
Just the four sticks. Now, don't poke them in anybody's eyes. Just keep them carefully down. Okay.
Yeah.
So these four sticks are supposed to remind us of the four seasons. Another set of questions. Who would like to tell me the four seasons of the year? Yes, Alita? Do you want to tell me one? Autumn. Another one over there? Summer? Yes? Winter, yes? And spring. That's right. Now, which season is this? Shout it out.
Spring.
And the next one?
Summer.
Summer with all the lovely flowers, those beautiful poppies. And I've just come back from summer on the other side of the world.
Good.
Saw lots of flowers out there.
It's all right for some, isn't it?
And here we have autumn, and we've still got some autumn leaves, haven't we, on our trees now? They still look beautiful in the sunshine. And finally, winter, the chill of winter. Hopefully not too chilly today. Now, all these seasons bring different fruits. God provides so much food. So now we put our sweets on the sticks to remind us of the fruits that God gives us. Do that if you're not familiar. She has a much larger stick than us, and
yes,
she's got larger fruits.
You're not seriously expecting me to do this, right?
So Jean's got apricots, dried apricots. They're a fruit. Large marshmallows to show about things that are sweet. And and she's got grapes as well, I think.
Which
so
way?
Just...
Yes, I think I put one in the wrong way here. Now, there you are.
So just stick them on there at the moment. Don't stick them into the orange yet. Jean's ahead of herself.
I'm ahead of myself as well.
Don't stick them on in yet.
Just put the fruit on, yes. Don't do what I've done.
Don't do what Jean's done.
Nor me.
Nice little hats, aren't they, these jelly baby things?
Yes.
Very good for the top. Stop you poking the people's eyes out with those on. Then we put them in the orange in the way Jean will show you. So you put them in different spots on the orange. That's autumn. Jean started with autumn.
Like this sort of way as well, just for the sticks. Oh! Right.
So, as you can see, we end up with something like that, and we'll see a picture of one on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely. Doing? You all done? Managed to do it?
I'll go and see.
Okay. Right, now Alita is going to read us a passage from the Bible that's been adapted that talks about the beauty of the world and all that's provided in it.
Thank you, Alita. Now we're going to stand again and sing our next song, which is the well-known one, All Things Bright and Beautiful. The words will be on the screen or on the sheet that you've got.
If Mel and Natalie could come to the front.
No, you're ahead of yourself.
Oh, you're ahead of yourself.
I was going to say, this is messy church, so there was a slight little test for you there when the words didn't appear. You did very well on it. Now, you'll see that the orange you've got and a pumpkin there. Everyone, they all have a red band around them. Now, this is to remind us of God's love for the whole world. And that means it includes you and me and everybody. And what we're going to try and do now, I did have a list, or Wendy's probably got a list, of four children that have volunteered to do what seems very difficult, and that is to wrap us all up in red ribbon.
So if we could have Jayla, Warren, Natasha, Sebastian, Imogen and Christian, please.
Two of you come and stand at the front, please. The two holding a red ribbon. Okay. And if two of you go to the back, holding a red ribbon, and two, one each on other end. So if you come here, Imogen, you stand with me, and we want two other children without a red ribbon, if you like to come. Now what you have to do, you hold that, you take that and walk that way, please, round the outside of people. We'll get the two musicians to come and join us inside. Yeah, just come here. Shall we do it? If you do it from here. Oops, keep holding of it. This is one of the slide stands. One of my biros right up to the task. So you hold on to that very carefully. There you are. Right, you walk, but very carefully. On the head. Don't let it get off the end. This is the same. Would you like to come and stand inside it just for a moment, please? Including the musicians. If you'd like to come inside the red ribbon. Would Mike and Vince, if you'd like to come inside just for the moment. You might have to nip back, of course, for the next screen. Now, they haven't yet quite been two places at once yet. Now, at the moment, we have a red ribbon around us all to remind us that God loves us. Every one of us, from the very oldest to the very youngest, the people who think they're wonderful and the people who know they're not. God loves everybody. And no one is outside his love. Not here now, and not in the whole world all the time. And I think that's lovely and important to know. And the next slide. Nobody else knew it. The next slide shows us that he loves us so much that he died for us all on the cross. And if you remember, in the story that Jesus told about the sheep that got lost, when the shepherd found him and got him safely back, there was a big party. Yes, a big party. They're having a high old time there, aren't they? There was a big party. You see, God loves us so much that he never, ever stops looking for us. Well, now, we're going to sing now, so you need to go back to where you were. If we leave the ribbon just around us on the floor, that would be lovely. And we're going to sing the song, God's Love is Very Wonderful. There are actions to this that I'm sure some of you know, so standing up we'll do the actions to this next song, God's Love is Very Wonderful. And we now, after all that, we want to thank God for all his goodness. And we're going to join now in prayers on the screen, which might have thrown you just a little bit. A prayer will appear. You please join in the words in black. No, you don't. I say the words in black. I say the words in black. And you all join in the words in red. And for Messy Church, we introduce prayer by saying, okay, let's pray. So you'd all like to do that, please. Okay, let's pray. For your wonderful world,
we praise you, God.
For giving us different seasons and foods to enjoy,
we praise you, God.
For when we have not cared for your world, forgive us, God. For your constant love,
we praise you, God.
Amen. And now we're going to join together in saying the words of the Lord's Prayer. So we say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. As we forgive those who sin against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
On each of the four Sundays before Christmas, we light a candle, which we call the Advent ring. In our case, it's more of an Advent triangle. Last week, we lit the first one, and this week, Mel will light that again.
So this is Mel lighting it for us, yes.
Yes. Then before Mel lights the second candle for this week, we listen to a short prayer. Lord Jesus, light of the world, the prophets said you would bring peace and save your people in trouble. Give peace in our hearts at Christmastide and show all the world God's love. Thank you, Mel and Natalie. So does God's love make a difference? Christians believe it can and does. That it's very like a bright light in the darkness, like this slide shows. Now the last thing in your bag is a candle and a piece of foil. So you wrap you stick your candle in the middle of the foil, like that. That's making it like a saucer. And then we fix it in the middle. And And this reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. We really struggle, don't we, to live without light. So we have this reminder in our Christingle of Jesus being the light of the world. So now we're going to light our candles. John and Janet will begin, and you light one from the other. Please be very, very careful. And perhaps we do this fairly quietly. Here in St Mark's, we have a tradition of lighting a candle. We light this candle now to remember those that have died and are now in the light of God's kingdom. Especially today, we remember Nelson Mandela. Now we have a complete Christingle. And we're just going to be quiet for a moment while we think about our wonderful world and God's wonderful love. And we're going to sing about that light in a well-known song, Give Me Oil in My Lamp. If we can stand carefully, or would you perhaps be better sitting?
Sitting, I think.
Stay sitting, because I don't want the health and safety people onto us. So please stay sitting. After we've sung Give Me Oil in My Lamp, we'll carefully blow our candles out.
So now, please, would you blow your candles out, if you can. Oh, that's very good.
Oh, yes. Hope the smoke doesn't set the fire alarm off.
Would like to thank everybody who has in any way contributed to this morning's rather messy service. Especially our thanks to the guides who actually prepared the bags of sweets and everything else. So thank you very much. But as you are aware, a lot of people have done a lot of work before this service, so we thank them all very much indeed. I know Wendy and I are immensely grateful to all that they've done. There will be a plate somewhere at the back of the church as you go out for a retiring offertory if you would like to contribute something. There will be tea and cake served at the back of the church after the service. You're all welcome to stay. And then this coming Wednesday is our messy church nativity, which has to be seen to be believed. It is a wonderful occasion. It really is. It's put together on the afternoon, as it were, and the children really do enjoy it. You're almost welcome to come. I mean, if you were all to turn up at the same time, we wouldn't be able to feed you, but you would be welcome to come. It's 3:45 here on Wednesday. And we're now going to sing our final song. It is about the orange of Christingle, and it's to the tune that I think we all know, The Holly and the Ivy. So we stand and sing our final song. We're coming now to our final prayer, which we're going to join in together. But before we do, I'm going to read the lines, and Wendy is going to show what we actually do as we're doing this, if you would like to join us on the second occasion. So it's, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and those we love now and forever. So we say these words now all together with the actions. If you'd like to. Yes. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and those we love now and forever. Amen.